This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We have a question from Sister Zainab in America. She says that she is a new convert and she is the only Muslim in her family. And there is no Muslim relative. She is also does not have any immediate, she does not have a husband or children yet. And she is writing her will. And she is asking, she was told that Muslims do not inherit from non-Muslims, nor do they inherit to non-Muslims. So she is saying, my mother has put my name in her will. My mother has put my name in her will. And so if she passes on, am I allowed to take that money? As well, I am writing a will and I don't have any relatives other than my blood relatives and they're not Muslim. Can I leave money to them?
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
The answer to this question is actually very simple. This is a misunderstanding of Islamic law that unfortunately sometimes people say it to new converts. And this is one of the problems of people without knowledge when they just spread things without research, without proper knowledge. And they will say that, oh, Muslims don't inherit from non-Muslims, non-Muslims don't inherit from Muslims. Now, there is an element of truth here. But the way that it is understood and the way that it is said to a convert is also false. It shouldn't be said so generically. This misunderstanding comes from a hadith in Sahih Bukhari. It's an authentic hadith that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Muslim does not inherit from the kafir and the kafir does not inherit from the Muslim. This is a very clear, very explicit hadith and it is authentic. It is Bukhari and Muslim. It's an explicit hadith that لا يرث المسلم والكافر. That the Muslim does not inherit from the kafir, and the kafir does not inherit from the Muslim. What does it mean, though, that inherit? You see, when it comes to inheritance, as a whole class that can be given, but simplistically, we can divide the money into two broad categories. When a person dies, there is a portion of their inheritance that is dictated by the sharia of Allah. There is a portion that goes fractions according to the Quran, according to Surah An-Nisa, because Surah An-Nisa has all of the fractions of inheritance, according to the rules of Islamic Sharia. So for example, according to those rules in the Quran, 1/8 goes to a wife in certain circumstances, 1/6 goes to a mother, 1/3 goes here, 1/2 goes there. So this is very explicit. Every category has a certain fraction. Therefore, if a person dies without any will in an Islamic land, there is no need for a will in that case because all of the money will go in accordance with how Allah has dictated the shares of the inheritors to proceed. There is no need to write a will if you're living in a land where the laws are going to be in accordance with Islam and you don't want to make any changes or any modifications that Allah has allowed you to do, as we're going to come to in part two of this question. This is the section where the Prophet ﷺ's hadith applies. The Muslim does not inherit from the kafir does not inherit from a Muslim. So, if there is a convert living in a land of Islam, her mother is a non-Muslim lady, when she passes away, then the one, let's say in this case, otherwise it would have been, let's say 1/6 or 1/2 she gets, the share that Allah has assigned. In this case, that share would not be there. The shares that Allah has assigned in the Quran are between Muslim family members. That's the point here. Okay? So, if, as we said, let's say there's two brothers and a father, let's say, okay? So, one of the brothers is not a Muslim, one of the brothers is a Muslim, the father is a Muslim. When the father dies, the Sharia would say that the two brothers share half each, if there's no other relatives, this would be very simplistic, half each. But the fact that one is a Muslim and one is a non-Muslim, Islamic law then says that the non-Muslim in this case is not going to take that share. That is removed from the shares of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he's removed from that. Now, what's left? If a person wants to give a portion of their inheritance to somebody that is not in the shares of Allah, they have up to one-third, 33.33%, up to one-third of their wealth, they can give it to somebody who's not in their list that Allah has assigned. So, simple example, that you have a cousin who helped you out when you were young, okay? Let's just say that, you know, that cousin helped finance your education, okay? And now, alhamdulillah, you are wealthy. Now that cousin is elderly, their children are not that well off. You say, I want to help that cousin's family because he helped me. Now the cousin, generally speaking, if you have immediate family and children and brothers and sisters, the cousin is not going to inherit, okay? But you feel a sense that I owe something to that family. So you can say 15%, 20%, 30%, 33.33%, one-third of my wealth I want to give to that family, completely halal, okay? That one-third you may give to Muslim or non-Muslim, doesn't matter, okay? Therefore, if you have a person in your family that is not a Muslim and you want to give some money to them at the time of, you know, you're in your will at the time you pass on or vice versa, you may write in your will, you may write up to one-third for that person and the rest will then go to the shares assigned to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope that is clear. So you may write your parents or whoever you want in your will, no problem. Now, you are saying that you don't have any Muslim family members, and that at this stage, you don't have any children, you don't have a spouse, all of your family is non-Muslim, and also that they might leave things for you. So in this case, the fatwa from a number of fiqh councils, including the European Council, including the Fiqh Council of North America, including Amja, in this particular case, even the one-third does not apply to you. Why? Because we're not living in a land of Islam. So if you wish to write a full will where you assign, you know, this goes here, this goes there, because you don't have any blood relatives, you know, if you were living in a land of Islam, then your shares would go to the treasury, the Islamic treasury. The shares that Allah had assigned to you would go to the Islamic treasury, and one third would go to the people that you have assigned, okay? But there is no Islamic treasury over here. So if you want to give some to the masjid, your local masjid, give some to charities, that's fine. And if you decide, you know what, I don't have any blood relatives other than these family members, and I'm going to leave all of my wealth to them, in these circumstances that we are in the Western world, where we are a minority, we are allowed to increase the one-third share, as long as, in your case, as you said, you are the only Muslim convert. If you have Muslim family members that will inherit from you, then you cannot supersede the shares that Allah has given. And you must give them their share, and then they will also take your share. So, bottom line, you may take whatever your mother has gifted you, no problem. Because we are not, she is not bound by the Sharia, and she may write in her will that my daughter should get this much, and that is yours to take. And you as well may write in your will however much you want to give to various family members, and you are completely free to choose whoever you wish to do so, because once again, the shares that Allah has assigned do not apply in this particular case. So, for example, if you have multiple siblings, but for whatever reason, you know, you want to give a few of them and not all of them, you have the right to do so in this case. Why? Because the Sharia does not apply in your case, because these siblings are not following Islam. So otherwise, if they were all Muslim, then you could not pick and choose, and all of them would have a share if you had no children. So you may therefore take your mother's wealth if she passes on. I'm assuming that your father's already passed on, you're only mentioning the mother, and you may as well leave your inheritance, however much you want, you may leave to your relatives, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
Ya man ajabta du'a Nuhin fantasar wa hamaltahu fi fulkika al-mashhuni ya man ahala an-nara hawla khalilihi روحا وريحانا بقولك كون